Access All Areas on FUBAR Radio.
Good evening, guys. It is Access All Areas live on FUBAR Radio. I'm Bobby Norris.
I'm Stephen Leng.
And how are you, Stephen Leng?
I am doing fine, actually. Yeah, all good. I feel like I had quite a hectic weekend last weekend down in Portsmouth with the family.
Oh, where was Portsmouth?
It was all right, yeah. Apart from watch Jamiroquai, I got absolutely drenched right at the end.
Oh, did it piss down?
Absolutely pissed down. I wasn't wearing anything waterproof, obviously, so I just got soaking wet. But yeah, it was nice to be with the family and hang out, and I took my mum out for lunch, and it was all
Did you go and see
nice.
The, what was that boat they spray water at? Mary Rose?
Oh no, I went and saw that on a school trip. About
I remember that. Yeah. I wonder if it's still there.
It is still there, yeah. It's a big, big like drive for people to go to Portsmouth, I think.
Ain't disintegrated yet, because they were still jetting it with water. Yeah. I guess the water's still on it.
I assume so. Yeah, I probably haven't been there in about maybe 25 years, but it's
we
still
there.
We should go. So FUBAR Live from the Mary Rose. Yeah, sounds exciting. How are you, Bob?
Yeah, really good, thank you, babe. Lovely to be back in the studio with you this week. Was just saying, it's very hard. Like when you're crossing the borders of Essex to London, it looked a little bit overcast at home. I won't lie to you. So cold. I'm very fully dressed today.
Yeah, this is it now.
To the point, the girls in the office. I walked into the studio. I was like, you look very covered up.
Yeah, I think it's a change, actually.
Which
Bob.
I think is...
I can't see your tits.
Yeah, well, I ain't got the tits out. Yeah, well, I've put the boys away, so I'm in a black jumper today.
And yeah, I'm in a black shirt. This is it. Like, strictly in the slow ride into Christmas.
It's coming.
This is it now. This is it. The short. I'm not going to say I'm going to pack the shorts away because they'll still be out.
But... Well, no, exactly. It will still be. I think it's quite humid and muggy in London.
Yeah.
But I will give you something to. Who needs Halloween at the minute? Because I don't know if you've seen it. There's a certain supermarket that has got a Christmas aisle out already.
Really?
Which it is, as far as I'm aware, the 30th of August today.
It is, yeah.
And we've got a festive Christmas aisle.
Well...
Who is buying Christmas presents in August, please?
Do you know what, though? There is something to be said for it, because if you've got a lot of people to buy for, maybe you budget. And if you buy stuff earlier...
Present wise, yeah, but do we really need to load up on the celebrations at the 30th of August?
They're not going to go off between now and December.
This is true. The problem with me is I would eat the celebrations before Christmas.
Yeah, me too. I'm not very good at self-control. I'm either really good or really not.
Yeah, and once you've opened that tub, you're smashing the granny out of it.
Exactly, that poor granny.
So, guys, grannies aside, as always, we know that Access is always going to bring you a little bit of tea, because that's what me and Stephen love. And this show, we have got a good one today. So we're going to be discussing all of our favourite showbiz news from the week. Plus, we're going to be speaking to Tink from Love Island.
Yep.
Which is going to be exciting. Get a little bit of tea from Casa Amor. Mm-hmm. And I did a little pre-record, I think last week, maybe the week before, with Megan from Too Hot to Handle. So
exciting.
We're getting all the reality
all the
tea.
Ladies.
All the ladies,
yeah.
As Beyonce would say. So let's go into showbiz news, Stephen. What's caught your eye?
Well, have you seen the pictures of Kanye West?
Right, let's talk.
Love a bit of... Kardashian tea, although I guess he's not really in the Kardashian bandwagon anymore.
I think he's been shunned from the family.
Yeah.
I don't know, allegedly maybe.
Well, so yeah, if anyone hasn't seen them, he's on the back of a boat in Venice.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's Venice. With his, well, clearly his trousers down.
Yep.
He's sitting down, he's got his trousers down. You can see his butt crack.
Mm-hmm.
And his partner.
See, are they married?
Bianca.
Because people, we're calling them in the press wife. But is it like a real wife?
I think, hasn't he called her his wife? And so therefore everyone assumes.
But has there been a wedding? Or are we just throwing wife about?
That's a good question. I think, let's go with partner.
Yep.
That's a cover-all
for
base.
Legal reasons.
and she seems to be... in a compromised position. And then the whole thing just
what
looks...
What kind of position, Stephen? For our listeners that might not have seen the photos.
She's looking intently into his eyes from his lap.
From his lap.
Shall we say that?
Mm-hmm.
Very unclear what's actually happening.
What do you think's happening?
Right. Well, I don't want to get myself in any trouble. But I think you can put two and two together and make a blowjob. So maybe not. Maybe she just. But anyway, it looks.
She might be doing up his shorts.
It looks a little bit compromising. She might be.
Yeah.
And there was some sort of stuff that Kim is sort of worried about his behaviour and blah, blah, blah. And it all just looks a bit worrying.
Mm-hmm.
To be doing that in public, whatever it may be. And, yeah, for someone of his kind of fame level, yeah. I don't know. It all strikes me.
So what do you think? Blowy on a boat, not a good look. If that's what they are doing, we don't know. We just...
I mean, if that's what they're doing, no, it's not a good look, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because he's very famous. And also, when he's off the boat, he's clearly trying to hide who he is because he's got a big scarf around his face and, you know.
Which to me, can we just say, I think screams, look at me. Actually, sometimes...
You think?
Well, you're going to look more at someone getting off a boat covered in a scarf than you actually would just a man getting off looking down... And just getting into a car or...
Maybe.
I think when you're wrapping up and you're disguising too much, you're actually making people look more than if you try to blend in.
Yeah, I mean, it's a fair point. But I can understand Kim's concern. You know, he's a father.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it or not it is, you know, what people are suggesting, it doesn't look good.
And wasn't we only saying like last week that he's going to be president or trying to
well,
be
running
president.
For president? He's not going. Yeah,
not going to. But well, in his head, I think he thinks he's gonna be.
Yeah, apparently, yeah, he is going to run for president. So, I mean,
he wouldn't be the first president to.
I was going to say exactly the same thing. It's there's previous on that.
It's a deja vu.
It's all a bit. Why can't we just go back to the nice old days, eh?
I know, but I think them days are gone, babe.
I think they have gone, haven't they? So, yeah, Kanye West, everyone...
So you think Kim's got the arsehole, or she's just more worried...
About his arsehole being on show, I don't know, it feels a bit... A lot of people have fallen out of love with Kanye because of things he's said and done in recent years, right? But, I don't know, it's just another sort of... Sad decline, really.
I can just imagine Kris Jenner in her office rocking with a martini, just trying to work her. What thinking? I mean, she hasn't really probably got the responsibility of PR, and it's too much now because, as we say, him and Kim are divorced.
Yeah.
But I guess still father of the children, father of Kris's grandchildren. And as we know, Kris is a mogul, if nothing else. But I'm going to father as literally probably the most cleverest woman in showbiz that can, certainly earn a pound note. So I reckon she's had a restless night.
Probably, yeah. Because it does... The fact that there's even this sore story about Kim means that people around her are thinking about it, right?
Yeah.
So
more on that next week, folks.
Yeah. what about you, Bob? Anything you noticed this week?
Well, you know me. Adele.
Ah, your fave.
Oh, yeah. Miguel Adele. So she stopped mid-set. And so she's in the middle of a show and she stops to tell off a security guard who was arguing with an organ member. So basically the audience was complaining and about there was like a ding dong between security and one of her fans. So Adele was basically stopped the set and said, leave him alone.
Yeah. I've seen a video of the guy who apparently she's talking to.
Yeah.
And he, at first, it's people behind him that tell him to sit down. And then...
Oh, so it's not the security.
And then it's security.
Mm-hmm.
And Adele obviously had taken note of this while she was up and down on the stage. And yeah, and says to leave him alone and that everyone's there to have fun. And if he wants to dance, let him dance.
Yeah.
I'm kind of in the agreement with that because... When I went to see Jennifer Lopez in Vegas.
Did you get up and dance?
We were, no, we didn't until the very end. And some people did, and you could see were being told to sit down. I mean, this was, when would this be, 2017, something like that? So a long time ago. And you just think, like, if you're going to a concert, aren't you there to sort of have a good time and get up? I mean, to be fair, I guess Adele doesn't exactly release the most, like, dancey music, right? It's not like you could...
You ain't standing up and slut-dropping to someone like you.
You're not.
But I'm certainly standing up and helping her sing the song. If I'm there, I will help her.
Please no, Bob. Yeah. No, I'd call security on for that.
Yeah, I think Adele would probably call security for me singing. But I think it's okay to get involved.
Yeah.
I don't know if the rules are different in Vegas, maybe.
Maybe.
But if I'm at the O2 and I'm watching... throwing back here, but if I was watching Girls Aloud, Spice Girls Reunion, or anything of that calibre, I'm getting up.
Yeah.
But they're a little bit more dancey. But you have a cheap glass of Sav, do you know what I mean, at the
not
O2
the O2
bar.
Cheap.
Yeah, well, yeah, true, yeah. About £54 for a bottle of piss warm wine. But I think get involved.
Yeah.
Otherwise, just sit on the sofa, do you know what I mean, well, and stream it.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I do understand the thing, but I feel like if people in front of me were standing up, I'd just stand up as well. Like,
yeah,
I wouldn't be that person who was like, I've paid for a seat, so I'm sitting down. You don't have to stand up the whole way through, you know, you can.
And there's always ways around positioning yourself to steal seat, unless I have it right. Basically, unless you've got very, very good seats to actually see her in eye line, you're generally looking at a screen anyway. So how tall is this person in front of you if you can't see? A screen or a monitor? Well, it's probably the size of like an Odeon cinema screen.
Exactly, yeah. And it's nice, I think, that Adele has sort of backed that up. She wants people to have fun at her concerts and so they should.
Absolutely. Hear, hear to Adele.
Yeah, hear, hear
we
to Adele.
We love you here.
Jennifer Lopez, sort it out the next time you're in Vegas. That's
yes, Jen. What about you, babes? Well, batting it back.
Music-wise, there is the exciting thing that Agnetta from...
when I saw this, he said Stephen's name all over it. I know exactly what you're going to talk about.
So, Agnetta Fältskog from ABBA is releasing a new single, which will be out tomorrow. Now, if you're a big ABBA fan, you'll know that Agnetta has done quite a few singles and albums over the years. She even did one with Gary Barlow, maybe sort of about 12, 15 years ago.
We love
like
a bit of the Barlow.
We do. So she's. It's called Where Do We Go From Here? And it will be premiered tomorrow morning. I mean, ABBA have obviously had a huge resurgence ever since doing their hologram thing in Stratford.
And you went to see that, didn't you?
I've been twice.
And he loved it that much, he went back.
I'll go again as well. also, just because it's a really nice experience, do you know what I mean? Like, it's a really fun, it's an hour and a half. You just, I've got family members that want to go. Do you know what I mean? So I'll go with them. I've been with my friends. I've done it.
I'd quite like to see it.
It is good. It's a fun little time out.
Are they, obviously, because it's hologram, there's a little bit of CGI involved. Are they looking like they did back in the day rather than how they look today?
Well, that's why they did it. They said that they wanted to sort of have ABBA in their heyday of the 70s and sort of early 80s, which
fair
you can
enough.
Understand. I loved it. So I'm very excited to hear what Agnetta has to offer.
So will you be excited tonight when you set your alarm? Will you be waking up and listening to this song straight away?
No, I might actually, yeah. I do tend to, I did it with the Kylie when Padam Padam came out. Like if I know that a premiere of a song I really like is coming, I will tend to get it on.
Get involved.
Yeah.
And what do you kind of think the vibe is? I mean, obviously, like I say, the heyday of ABBA. I mean, I won't have a bad word said about classics there.
Mm.
Who don't love a dancing queen? I've been called a dancing queen once or two in my life, as I'm sure you have. Do you think we're kind of going to get that kind of song from her? Is that going to be the vibe? Is it going to sound ABBA?
Well, I think her voice is like iconically ABBA, right? So it will always sound like something. But her vibe is maybe a little bit more folky, a little bit more guitar-y, maybe than the sort of... you know, balls to the wall pop that ABBA do, but it is always really nice, and I think she has such a lovely voice. So I'll be looking forward to it, to be honest.
Well, I look forward to speaking to you next week, and
when I'm like, it was shit,
and
what a load of rubbish.
You're absolutely right in it. So ABBA aside, what else, babe? What's caught your eye?
There was also so I was at Victorious last weekend, which is where I saw Jamiroquai, KEB. Ellie Goulding, who was on the Sunday, I believe, she was hit on the face by a pyro flame while performing at Victorious in Portsmouth. Her chatting the F word, and running off. Now, pyro always makes me a little bit nervous. Wouldn't, like, imagine being on stage and the pyro going wrong.
Yeah, fills me with, dread.
Yeah. I mean, obviously she's not severely injured.
Thankfully,
because that would
be awful.
That would be awful. But yeah, I mean, I always feel for like, I'm trying to think where I was. Oh, I was in the Philippines years ago at a drag show.
And surely not in the Philippines.
Yeah, can you imagine? and the let's say health and safety is a little bit lax. Mm. And the drag queen on stage had lighter fluid and matches on the stage
and a wig,
and was just lighting up lines of this lighter fluid on the stage and like hopping over it, and then it would go out and then do another one and go out, and I was like, that is terrifying. I mean, I'm gonna guess that was a polyester outfit. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And maybe even a polyester wig,
I'm guessing.
I mean, it was amazing to watch, but like at the same time,
if you're dressed in your wigs from Wish, do you know what I mean? It's gonna go one way.
Yeah, well, you've got
lighter,
like,
fluid, pissed up drag queen.
Yeah,
allegedly,
exactly.
She might not have been.
Well, I mean, they did.
But I'm guessing she probably was.
Some very impressive tricks. But yeah, I mean, I always think like, and I think like, yeah, any artist that has to perform on a stage where there's live flames, it must always just be in the back of your head. Or even if you're doing like Strictly, or I don't know, anything like those kind of.
Yeah, but I think like Dancing on Ice, when you see people that are around that kind of intensity, because you can think it's going to be safe, you hope it's going to be, but at the end of the day, it's like working with animals. There's no guarantee. The fireworks don't know it's on live TV or on a festival. Do you know what I mean? If the fireworks going to go tits up, it's going up.
Yeah.
And yeah, apparently she was seen running off and screaming fuck, holding her face.
I mean, that's terrifying, as right? As you would, yeah. I mean, like, genuinely, like, and not just that, it could have, like, singed her hair or, like, burned her eye.
Yeah, she could have been blind.
Yeah.
You're worried about her fringe. It could have singed her fringe.
No, but I mean,
or her easy locks.
I meant on the lower end of the spectrum.
Like, I'm thinking she could have lost an eye.
Yeah, yeah. She gets, like, on third-degree burns. I mean, it's genuinely terrifying, right? Like, what artists have to put themselves through. Just to put on an impressive stage show.
I know obviously this is pyro, so it's slightly different, but it's going very much down the theme we've seen of late of people getting injured on stage. I mean, I know some people throw mics nowadays, so they kind of lash out back. But we've seen a lot of people get attacked whilst on stage or getting injured.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's been lots of...
There's like danger money involved now, to be on a stage.
It was Cardi B, wasn't it? Who?
Yeah. See, the mic apparently went for... 100 grand.
They've sold
it on eBay, allegedly.
Fair enough. But yeah, someone chucked a drink at her while she was performing on stage. I mean, like...
After the firework burnt her.
Cardi B.
Oh, no.
No, no, no. Sorry, no, this is Cardi B.
I thought they was helping Ellie out by trying to put the fire out.
No. That would have been a whole different story.
Kindness.
Yeah, would have been a good thing. But yeah, I mean, and, you know, Pink, well, I think we've discussed it before, that woman... Past her mother's ashes up on stage, and then she got past a giant wheel of brie.
I think I'd pick the ashes over brie. I'm not good with cheese.
Are you not?
Halloumi and dairy loo. That's me.
Well, you could flog it online because it was a big wheel of cheese. That's you probably would have got a couple of hundred quid for it.
Happy days.
So I mean, like, I don't know where people are sort of getting off on doing this. It would never even occur to me. Like,
but don't you think, like, even 2 years ago, we never spoke about this at all, really.
No, it's definitely become like a post-pandemic thing, I think.
Yeah, there's
people
a lot
like
of
wanting. Well, not just that, but I also think they do it for attention. Because they'll end up on TikTok and on the news and stuff, and it's an easy, like, if you can get away with it, which some people probably have. But it's dangerous. I think Harry Styles had, like, a shoe thrown at him and, like, money and stuff.
Oh, poor
Harry. And it's like, that could actually, like, cause injury.
This is what I'm saying.
But I think that's why they have so many security around them now.
Like, but it ain't helping.
No, no. Well, how can you stop?
The security.
How can you stop unless you, like, I mean, if they're throwing it up.
A flying wedge from New Look or another shop, who knows? Like, not necessarily from
two
New
at
Look.
Sainsbury's.
Yeah, could have been. So I think, yeah, we're very much in a culture now where people think that's okay to do. But what I do find weird is, as we were saying before, like whenever we see an artist come out and tickets go on sale, tickets aren't cheap for anything,
whether it's
a festival, the O2, Wembley, wherever, nothing's cheap anymore. Even milk and bread ain't cheap, and, you know, let's have it right. But to pay to see an artist and then try and hurt them, I can't kind of get my head around that.
I can only think it's for attention. That's the only thing I can think that it would be for.
But someone did have a touch that thought, I'm going to pick up that mic that Card is throwing and I'm going to whack that on eBay. I'm sure it went for 99 grand or 100
grand. I wonder
grand.
If anyone actually paid that in the end. It seems like.
Oh, yeah, no, I think it sold, yeah. Wow. I think someone said they're going to give some to charity or maybe all of it to charity. I will do my research next week and come back with some facts.
Get that mic in the Hard Rock Cafe or something.
That's probably who's bought it. Yeah. Let's have it right.
Yeah, probably, yeah. Actually, speaking of gigs, there is one exciting one coming up later this year. Kylie Minogue is doing an ITV audience with at Christmas.
We love a bit of Kylie. It's
going to be at the Royal Albert Hall, so I'm trying for tickets.
We should go.
I'm in.
I'll get up and sing with her.
But Bob, will you stop threatening people with that singing voice?
I'm a celebrity karaoke finalist, Stephen.
I know.
And the country wants more of it.
Well, I would love to hear from them if they do.
Get in touch, guys. Oh, well, that's a lovely little bit of showbiz, Goz. As always, we always bring the tea. And I think a few of these we'll be talking about for weeks to come. So exciting times, especially Kanye. Let's see how that develops. Mm-hmm. But as I said, we've got a little pre-record with the lovely Megan from Too Hot to Handle coming up. So we're going to take a little trail and then we're going to play that. And then we'll be talking to the lovely Tink from Love Island. But for now, we'll see you in two.
FUBAR Radio presents Access All Areas.
We have the absolute icon, legend, Janice Dickinson.
I'm here.
Do you still enjoy doing reality shows or do you now see it as more of like a part of your job that you like have to do?
I do really enjoy it. I don't enjoy the actuality of eating fish eyeballs.
Well, yeah, there's that side to Amazon.
Yeah. Or a vagina of cow.
Yeah. But you do like the sort of social side, do you? Like just the
social side was fantastic. Just getting to know people and sleeping with people and eating with people when we didn't really have enough food.
Uncensored. This week we have Natalie Balmain, winner of Channel 4's Make Me a Prime Minister. We do have a serious problem with the standard of our public servants and the behaviour they display both in office and in ministerial office, no?
Absolutely, 100. We're an embarrassment.
Yeah,
you know, we're a nation that once purported to be world leaders. Now, with the people we have in charge, we can't even lead ourselves.
Well, we are leading the world in terms of idiots and clowns.
The dating show. Please do. Remember back in the day when it used to be like fashionable or it was the thing to do when you'd go on Facebook. Yeah. And you'd be like, hello, I'm like in a relationship. What was the other one? It was It's Complicated. Do you remember that one?
Yeah, it's in a relationship with.
Yeah.
Or it's complicated. But then what it used to do, it used to pop up on the feed. So you'd be sitting there.
Yeah.
And then in your feed, it would be, I don't know, Jess, whoever is now single. So you'd like that one. Or poke them. Did you poke them? And then you'd give them a little poke.
Them. Yeah.
Yeah. Give a little virtual poke.
Yeah.
Just to go, I see you're single now, babe.
Yeah.
Facebook were great, weren't it?
You're listening to FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
Welcome back to Access All Area, guys. So, as promised, here is the interview with Megan. I'm joined by the lovely Megan from Too Hot to Handle. How are you, darling?
Hello. I'm really well, thank you. How are you?
Thanks
for having me.
You're so welcome. Thank you for joining me. Are you enjoying the weather?
Oh, it's beautiful. I took my dog on a long walk today. I say long. She was tired after 20 minutes, so I had to turn around and come back. But that's long for her.
What dog have you got? Is she little?
She's a miniature Pomeranian. So, yeah, she's tiny.
Oh, I love a mini pom. I've got a teacup Yorkshire Terrier. So, yeah, 20 minutes and they're done.
Honestly, and her paws are getting so muddy. She needs to go to the groomers, but it's fine.
They are so cute. They're so cute. Well, as I say, thank you for joining me, Meg. Can I call you Megs?
Yeah, that's fine.
So, babes, firstly, how are you finding everything? Is everything just cray-cray at the minute?
It is. I feel like when the show was first, when the cast reveal happened, my phone was going mental. So my phone has quietened down a little bit, but I'm just trying to, find my way of where I want to go with the platform that I have been given and hopefully to maximise best from the opportunity.
And how have you found social media? Because, I mean, I love a little bit of social. I mean, the majority of us do, but there is a bit of a dark side. Have you come across that?
Yeah, so I'm quite a strong person. I try not to, my family and friends have told me just don't look at the comments, but when you're told not to do something, you tend to do it. like majority of my messages and DMs and comments, they've all been really lovely. A few of them, unfortunately, have commented on my weight because I was really skinny when I filmed the show and I have put on a bit of weight, healthy weight. So those kind of comments can get to me a little bit, but I know that like I'm looking better now, but it's still like not nice to see it, you know what I mean?
I just find it so bizarre. Like, for me, when anyone like comments on people's appearance, you know what I mean? Especially when it's done in like a trolling way, in a derogatory way, and you're going like, my gosh, when you go for people's look, it to me, it's the most bizarre thing.
No, honestly, like when the show was released, I was getting comments about me saying that I'm too thin. And now that I've put a little bit of weight on, as I said, I'm happy. They're now commenting about that. You just can't win. You can't win, you but can't. It's fine.
Megs, babe, you are beautiful. You're a little stunner. So do you not listen at all? So, right. Talk to me. Your whole experience. How did you find it as a whole?
Okay. So, have you watched the show?
I've seen bits.
Okay. So, I was single for the majority of the show, but I think a show like Too Hot to Handle, it's a chance to really kind of work on yourself. Obviously, there's workshops on the show with like relationship experts, and they really help you dive deep into like where you're going wrong in certain situations, relationships, or with yourself. And I think like it was literally like therapy, to be honest with you. Like the way that these workshops are put together, you'd be ending up like telling secrets that you've not even spoken to your friends and family about. Not necessarily secrets, but like feelings, if that makes sense.
And how did you find that experience? Because I'm guessing, well, I mean, I'm assuming, but had you ever spoke to a therapist before going on to TV? Or that's because I guess that's a lot of our first experience. Till we start speaking to professional people and therapists, it's not really that accessible to a lot of us. I know certain countries, like especially in America, it's quite a common thing for everyone to have a therapist, which actually I don't think is a bad thing. Do you know what I mean? Because actually I think you can get quite a lot from it. But over here in the UK, it's still not really a thing that a lot of people go on a Tuesday evening after, I'm going to see my therapist.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I think the very first workshop was one where we had to like say, I think it was like say three words. I can't remember exactly my three words because obviously it was a little while ago. And you had to like hit a ball. And to be honest, I was a bit nervous about speaking in front of the whole group as well as the therapist or relationship expert. I was just focusing more on hitting the ball, to be honest. But then by the time it got to the girls only workshop, there was not one dry eye in the room. We were all just saying how we truly felt and how situations make us feel. And I think that's beautiful, really, because obviously, like, although we are friends, we've only known each other for 2 weeks at this point, and you're just sharing your emotions so openly. And that's definitely something that I've taken since the retreat, like in real life. I mean, I've always been an oversharer and an open book, but I think now I just say how I feel without thinking people are gonna think it's weird, I guess, or judge.
And there's something really liberating about speaking to a stranger. Because, I mean, we've all got, like, friends we can speak to, or family, or colleagues, whatever it may be. There's people you can talk to, but there's something quite really refreshing about having a conversation with someone that's not going to judge you, don't know you from a bar of soap, is not biased in a sense that they're going to always back you up. Like, a lot of our best mates, whatever you say, they're going to be like, do you know what I mean? So they're going to bigging you up, which is lovely. But sometimes to sit down and kindly just emotionally offload, it is so good.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I remember the final workshop, I think like a few of the boys were crying, and that's not, you know, it's not something that men don't open up as emotionally easily as women do. And to see those guys like really open up and, you know, show their emotions, it was a really beautiful moment.
Babe, I want to ask you, so I think this year in particular, this early on after it aired, and obviously I know it pre-records but before it goes on to TV, but this year we've had no one stay together. Why do you think that is from your series?
I'm not sure, to be honest. I think, like, you know, obviously you're casted for the TV show. Realistically, you know, out of all the people in the world, is your one person going to also be casted at that point in time? The chances are slim. I know that one of the relationships was, I think it lasted for about 6 months after. But yeah, I can't really comment on it because I'm not 100% sure because I wasn't in either of those situations that was post-show. But I do think that we did all build beautiful friendships. I know between the boys and between the girls. So I think that's nice that that came out of it.
And I mean, reality TV is no longer the new kid on the block. And we've got quite a few dating shows out there now. Do you think, and I know up until, which is actually my next question, I'm going to combine them, it's now come out on social media that they're actually being honest that the show is too hot to handle when casting for their next contestants. What's your thoughts on that? And then it will lead me into my next question. It's a double ender.
I think, like, obviously I was on Series 5 and I was casted for a show called Love Overboard, which was, you know, sailing around tropical islands on this yacht, picking up new singles along the way. It just sounded amazing.
Goals. I want to go on that.
Stuff, yeah, no, literally. reading comments on Twitter and stuff, I think it is hard. Like, you know, if you get casted for a show that has never been put out there before, people might start to question whether it is too hot. And I think that it's a really good idea. And, you know, you're going to get people that are literally just, I mean, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but...
you like can say anything people. You want, Megs, babe.
I don't know if I can swear and stuff.
You
know,
oh, yeah, we swear here. Just,
you know, you get people who are literally just like horny people wanting to go on it, but you might also get people who think, you know, watching us all explain how the opportunity has, or the retreat has genuinely like changed our lives in so many different ways, not even post show on the platforms and stuff like that, just being there, I think people will look at that and think that is something that I want to do. And maybe people who, you know, are a bit reserved, or, you know, girls who always get fucked over by boys, I think it's really good that they, you know, they see us go through it and then they get the opportunity to openly apply. I was really happy when we were told that was the case. I was like sending it to my friends, like, you should apply, you should apply.
Because I guess what led me into that, I guess why it's like a double ender, so to speak, is because, and you've hit the nail on the head perfectly there, I kind of think 5 series in, although there's no guarantee that that's the show, when it's a new show you've not heard of, you know, it's somewhere lovely, it's going to be hot, could be Caribbean, it's somewhere on a boat, lovely. There must be a seed in a lot of people's mind going, oh, is this too hot? But because it's kind of common knowledge that they call it something different. But what I was saying about dating shows not being the new thing now, like Love Island's so not the new kid now, but we're quite a few years in and certainly a lot of series in. And a lot of people come out and they question the people they've been in the villa with or they've lived with in Too Hot or whatever when we interview guys on here. And where people have seen the show for so many years now, a lot of people go on to these shows not necessarily looking for love. They kind of want the followers, the blue tick, the brand deals, and not shading here, do you know what I mean? Like, whatever, like, hands up, absolutely throwing no shade. But do you think that people do start going on these shows now for fame and not love? When you look back at your series, I mean, I know it's hard for you to comment, but as years go on, we're seeing less and less real romances lasting.
Yeah, I completely understand where you're coming from. And I think, in a way, I do agree, you know, if TV is something that you've always wanted to do and you get the opportunity, you're young, you're single, you're not going to say no. And if the platform and fame or whatever you want to call it comes with it, then great. I've been single for 4 years before I signed up for the show, and I just went in there open-minded. I made a pact with myself to stay true to myself. If you watch the show, you see that I literally, like, I think I had like 3 days where I was a couple of, like, with one guy, and then after that I was single for the rest of the show. In my head I was thinking, I'm not going to play a game. I'm not going to get with any of these boys just for airtime, essentially. I'm going to stay true to myself. If it works out, it works out. If it doesn't, that's also fine. It was a great experience. And I think, you know, that's just the kind of mindset you have to have, because I think if you go in with like game plans and stuff like that, 90% of the time it's just not going to work and people are going to see straight through you.
I love that, because you can look back at your experience and it's so organic. Like I say, 3 or 4 days of being coupled up, but it just didn't feel right. Rather than feeling like the pressure for the airtime or thinking I need to be with someone, and then leaving and thinking, actually, I can't bear him. Do you know what I mean? And knowing that you was just going through it for the sake of it. Actually, you can probably look back at your whole experience and enjoy it in a whole different light, because you kind of did it so organic, so true to yourself. And so I'm guessing no regrets for you.
No, absolutely none. I was finding it quite funny watching back, because like about maybe like after episode 3 or 4, I was like just being like, oh, I'm in bed with Hannah. Oh, I'm in bed with Yaz. Oh, I'm in bed with this girl. I was
little like, bed hopper, you.
Yeah, I was the bed hopper with the girls, which just makes me laugh. And you know what? My grandparents are so old fashioned. They didn't think it was a good idea at all. They don't like that kind of thing. And they are obsessed. They're obsessed with the
bless
show.
Bless them.
And they keep going, Megan didn't break any of the laws. She should have won. Oh. I'm like, okay, Grandad, you tell Lana that.
Oh, I love him. He sounds amazing. So talking of watching the show back, how was it for you? Because obviously it's all pre-recorded. Yeah. And as we know, like especially a show like Too Hot, you film for 24/7. You've got no idea what's going to make it. Although there's certain things I guess you can kind of gauge, well, they've got to follow that, but they're following their narrative. Was you happy watching it back in terms of the edit and what made it to screen?
Yeah, absolutely. I think like airtime wise, I maybe didn't have as much as other people, but I wasn't with anyone. But I did have a lot of funny moments and comments, and the love that I've received since has been fantastic. I'm quite like funny one-liner kind of thing. So when I'm watching myself back, I'm like, did I really say that? But obviously I did, because it's on Netflix. So.
And so at the top of the interview, I was talking about social media and stuff and trolling that. And on the other side of that, I always love to ask my celebs over when I'm interviewing them, just because we know what goes down in the DMs. When the series went to Netflix, what are the DMs saying? Have you had any blue ticks sliding in?
Honestly, no. I've had no blue ticks.
Oh, I don't believe that. Babe, honestly, you're a soul. If I weren't on the other bus, I'd DM you.
I'll take that. honestly, like, I've had a lot of girls have messaged me being like, oh, because I cried. I don't know if you've seen that scene, but I did get upset.
But I think that's nice, though. Not nice that you actually cried at the time, obviously. Yeah. I don't mean that. So I say that, I'm up, bastard. I don't mean that. But I think people can relate to that, and you come across a girl's girl.
Yeah, just like girl next door vibes.
Yeah.
That's just what I'm like. But honestly, like, I've had so many girls message me, be like, oh, I feel the same. You know, you'd be my first choice and stuff like that. But I am trying not to look so much in the DMs, because that is where the trolls could be hiding. But honestly, there's not been one person in my DMs that I've been like, oh, they're famous.
So it might not have been blue tick tick, but as any boy on a Friday night has had one too many beers down the boozer with his mates, has anyone tried to send you something a little bit naughty? Because for some reason people think that's all right to do.
Yeah.
And just putting it out there, generally they're never the best looking knobs that they want to send, you know what I mean? You get these dick pics sometimes and you're like, oh god. But cracks me up the way they try and get the angle and the lighting, and I'm like, what's going on? Like, of all the dicks you'd want to see, they're not the ones.
Oh my god, that's hilarious. I have not received anything like that. Maybe I'm not doing Instagram right.
No, I think what come across is that you're a girl's girl. You was completely yourself. And actually, I think to come out of a show like that and actually have that following more than boys getting pissed up on a Friday and getting their todger out and putting it on the DMs to you, I think you're winning at life.
I'll take that. I've had girls be like, can we be best friends?
Oh, bless you. And final question before I let you go, Megs, my love.
Yeah.
What's coming up for you next? Have you got things in the pipeline, or are you still just sussing out the ground?
I'm sussing out the ground. So after the retreat, I literally had like two, I flew home, went back to my 9 to 5 2 days later. So I was just working as a PA. And then I'm on a sabbatical now for another month, just to see if I can work out the social media thing, which I'm hoping to, and so far it's going well, but it's been really intense. really intense the last few weeks, and all us cast met up in LA, which was super fun.
Oh, nice.
But now I'm home, I need to, you know, start working hard. If I want to get where I want to be, which obviously I will.
You will absolutely manifest that. You will get there. Thank you so much for joining us, Megan. Honestly, it's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you. It's been so nice to virtually meet you.
You too, my lovely. Best of luck with everything.
Thank you.
Keep in touch.
Really appreciate it.
Take care. Bye, darling. Bye. Oh, what a lovely little chat with the lovely Megan.
Lovely.
Really, really nice. So, guys, we're going to go for a little trail and we're going to be right back with Tink from Love Island. So we will see you in two.
FUBAR Radio presents Access
All Areas. There was an interesting no-show, I thought, in Harry Styles. Apparently he didn't come because both Olivia Wilde, his ex-girlfriend, and Emrata was there too, and he was pictured kissing her recently in Japan.
Lucky cow.
Apparently he avoided because best not to be around two women you've recently been with, I guess, if you're Harry Styles.
See, if I'd have been there, I'd have said to both of them, piss off. Harry, let's go and have a gin and tonic.
So joining us now, we have Count Binface, an independent space warrior. I just wanted to quickly ask you one last question. Let's say you had won that election and you became prime minister. You know, what are some of the big things you'd like to change? What are some of the big things you believe in that our politics needs?
Well, why don't we talk about the old royal family? Because, you know, I don't wish to abolish them like some people do. No. I merely wish to solidify their ceremonial role so that they become the living, breathing version of Madame Tussauds that deep down the public wants. The Dating
Show. Again, I've been out on dates where people have gone, oh, like, what do you do? Why do they want pictures? And then I'll just go, oh, listen, I'll do little bits on TV, that's it. And then 2 hours later, when they've had a few drinks, they stop going and say, tell me what happened with this girl. What happened with this? What happened with that? And I thought you didn't know.
Well, this is why I think I struggle with my date life, because I just see myself as me. You know, I'm from Oxford, moved to London. That's it. I have a great group of friends. That's as simple as my life is. When I go to date someone, I don't see myself as, oh, I'm a girl that works on TV. I just see myself as me. But then I'm reminded by some of the things that they might do.
You're listening to FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
Good evening, guys, and welcome back to Access All Areas live on FUBAR Radio. I'm Bobby Norris.
I'm Stephen Lang.
And Stephen Lang, we've got the lovely Tink from Love Island. Should we get her in?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Tink.
Hey.
How are you, babes?
I'm good. How are you?
Really good, thank you. Really good. Thanks for joining us this evening.
No, thanks for having me.
You're looking very sleek and chic, I have to say. That hair, you're looking gorge.
Oh, you're a little bit quiet. I can hear Bobby, but I can't hear you.
Oh, you should be able to. His mic's on full.
All right, Bob, you go for it then, Bob. You do it.
Not just hair. Stephen said your hair's slake. I'm going to say brows on flake.
Oh, thanks. Looking, it's been on all day, so I don't know how it's lasted.
Looking glam. Glam. So, babes, how is everything post Love Island?
Mental, I think, is the only word to say. It's just so busy. I think I've been in Birmingham like 4 days since coming out, and that was like 7 weeks ago or something now. But yeah, it's just crazy busy, but I'm loving every minute of it, to be honest.
And how is everything? Obviously, because I guess when you're in there, you don't have a mobile. When you get out, you don't get it for another day or two, do you? You go to another villa and a producer eventually gives you your phone back, so they send you to an airport. How is it when you first turn that phone on?
I thought my phone had broke when I first put it on. Like my WhatsApp, I couldn't do anything on it. I turned it on and just had to leave it for like an hour for it to catch back up. But yeah, it's mad having it back and being able to just like speak to your friends and your family when you want to. Because in that holding period, when I come out on the Monday and it didn't get aired till the Wednesday, you get like a 10-minute phone call that you can ring like obviously your first person. So it was my mom, and then my mom kind of like dropped things in that were like out in the press, and I was like, right, now I'm stressed because I can't even look at this myself. Thanks, mom.
Did that give you like a bit of anxiety? Because I guess if you can't get access to the internet for them 2 days.
No, so she literally, she was like, oh, there's this headline about you that you've done this. And then my 10 minutes was up and I was like, right, I can't even go on Google and look at this headline. So I kind of was having a bit of a stress.
Yeah.
And Henry, like, casting was, I had to go and search the headline because it hadn't been said to me, because you have like a press debrief after you come out. And this headline hadn't been said to me in my press debrief. So I was a bit like, oh my God. Where has this come from? This is like fake news. I was having a bit of a meltdown, but it was all right afterwards.
And social media, what's that saying? How's the soch?
Yeah, good. Well, for mostly good. I mean, I've got hidden words. I've got a whole list in hidden words for we don't want to see the hate. So we just, when a new word comes up, I go straight in there.
Wise move, babe. Wise move.
Very wise.
But other than that, mostly positive, to be honest. Yeah, thriving.
So has there been any trolling? Because you know what it's like when someone's been on a TV show? I love social media, but there's a dark, dark side to it.
Yeah, yeah. It's mainly positive, but you just get the odd... I say the odd, you just get those, you know, them unknown users, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, that just constantly, you know, they ain't got anything better to do. I think
tossers.
For my situation, I think... But they haven't. Where have you got the time to literally scroll through all every single thing that I'm doing, commenting the same things? But yeah, I think for me as well, I have like backlash from other Islander fans just because of obviously my situation in the Villa. I think anything that I do, people who are supporters of them jump on and
who are you talking about, Tink?
So, I think obviously, they won't mind me saying everyone knows about this situation. So, obviously, like the Leah and Montel situation, mm-hmm. obviously, they've split up recently. Montel then put a video on TikTok about the reasoning why they'd split up. And I was unaware that I was the reason. A picture that I posted was part of the reason. And I think as soon as that got posted, that fueled a lot of hate come towards me because you've now outed that this picture is a reason behind why you're not together.
Are you angry about that?
I think I weren't angry because to be fair to him, he did call me before and say, I'm going to put a video out mm-hmm. about why we split up, whatever. But I didn't really grasp the concept of what was going to be put out.
Right.
And then obviously because he put the picture in the video and that is a picture that's off my Instagram. I think it was just kind of like, if it was me, like I probably wouldn't have just addressed it. I would have just like left it because the backlash now I'm getting is, yeah.
So for anyone that's listening that might not know, can you describe the situation with this picture that we're all talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
Can we fill the listeners in, babes?
Yeah, so we were at an event for like, it was Dammy's event. It was a beach party event. It was on a Sunday a few weeks ago. There was loads of us there from my season, past seasons, and we were all just together, everyone having a good time. And then obviously a day or two later I posted on Instagram for the event, and one of the pictures is a group picture. It's not just a picture of me and Montel. It's me, Gabby, Montel, Ellen, Dre and someone else. But in the picture, me and Gabby are at the front and I'm stood in front of Montel. I didn't plan to stand there. It's just the way that the group come together, mm-hmm. had the picture, that, and then we dispersed off. Like, I didn't go to Gabby, oh, I'm standing there kind of thing. Yeah. It's just how it fell. I didn't even think anything of it because it was a group picture. If it was like a picture of me and Montel on our own, obviously I'm not going to post it because people are going to get the wrong idea. But because it was a group picture, I thought, oh, well, it's fine. And then next thing I know, they've split up. I'm the reason that they're split up because of this picture, because it looks like I'm bending up him. I'm not. I'm just bent down a little bit so you can see their heads. So it don't look great. I get it now in hindsight, probably shouldn't have posted it, but it's a group picture. I didn't really think it was that deep.
Also, though, probably they weren't the strongest couple ever if that kind of thing would break them up, right? I mean, that's
I think she said something like, I forgive once, I don't forgive twice, which is what stemmed him having to do the video because he was getting called a cheater or something. But I don't really think that's anything to forgive because it's not just me and him. We're in a whole group scenario with everybody. And she was actually invited to the event. continuous income.
And also, if it was how it might look to some people, say you was bent over, right? Would you post it if there was anything sinister to it? The fact it's gone on social, if there was anything to hide and you were bent over in a travel lot, do you know what I mean? And it was just two people.
If there's like malice or anything in it, then obviously I'd be like, oh no, I'm not posting that.
Yeah, but the fact it was done innocently.
Yeah, in my mind, we'd seen it, like we'd been at a few events before, like I'd spoke to Leah, spoke to Montel, like he'd apologised for the whole, how it all planned out. So I just thought, okay, well, we're all, there's no beef kind of stuff now, like we're all just friends. So, and at the event we were all just having a good time, like, so I just thought, yeah, I'm just going to put it on social media.
Yeah,
next thing you know,
got to be done. Both, so we've touched upon social media, and I always ask my guests this because I'm always intrigued, because it all goes down in the DMs. What are your DMs saying? Have you had any blue tick dick? Are you being sent anything of any kind of crazy nature? Spill some tea.
Yeah, I've had a few blue ticks in the DMs. I've had, you
what,
know,
blue tick dick or just blue tick DMs? that's blue tick dick.
It's more like footballers and stuff, really.
Really?
But you know what? I feel like I'm a little bit put off after my whole experience on the show. I'm kind of like, you know what? I'm happy staying single for a bit. I've been single for 2 years. What's a little bit longer? I've pretty much got humiliated on national TV. I was the humiliation of Cassara Moore, so I'm going back under the radar for a bit now.
So I won't ask for his shirt number, but can you at least tell me the team of the said footballer that's sending his blue tick picture in the DMs?
It's not Premier League football.
I don't know what that means.
Jesus, Buzz.
I'm terrible. It's a shock, I know, because I do look
so
like...
So you wouldn't even know, even if she did say the team, what that meant.
Oh, I know teams. I know football teams. I'm not that bad. I've heard of Arsenal and West Ham and Spurs. Oh, they're Premier League.
Yeah, those
it's
are...
not Premier League, so it's not a UK team.
Okay.
Interesting.
Did you?
The thing is, if I say the team and then you think of English people on the team, it's going to...
No, we won't think about it. Just say the team.
Real Madrid.
Oh, didn't Ronaldo play for them?
That's quite a big one.
If it was him that says... So do I. I'll screen grab that for me if it is. Happy days, though, Gil. Did you reply to him? Oh, she did. What did you say?
No comment.
That's fair, I think.
That's fair.
But yeah, I mean, do you, like you mentioned, sort of, you know, feeling a bit, not embarrassed. What was the word you said about your time in
Castle?
Humiliated. Do you regret doing it or what happened or like?
I don't regret it because I don't live life with regrets. I think obviously everything you do in life gets you to where you are now. Mm-hmm. And it was meant to happen in that way. But I think if I knew what I knew now, then, also everyone says that, don't they, in hindsight, I think I would have just probably not reacted. I think I probably would have just took it on the chin. But I think that's what, I think from my, into like the process of going in, I think they knew I would give them the reaction. I think that's
right.
Me looking back now, that's why I was put in there, to give that reaction. Because I'm quite a, I just say things in the moment and then think, oh, shouldn't have said that.
But not a regret, just you know, a reevaluation.
Life's too short for regrets. Yeah. You've just got to learn from everything. No regrets, babe. Let's talk WhatsApp. Yeah. I'm guessing there's a WhatsApp group.
Yeah.
Has anyone left yet?
I think there's a few, to be honest.
Shady. Is anyone? A few? Some people not invited to others.
Yeah, well, I just think certain people don't want to be involved. So there's a big one, like that pretty much most of the islanders are in, that George created because he was the first one out. So as people came out, he would like message them, be like, oh, what's your number? Get you added in the chat. But I think certain people just didn't want to be in it. And then I think like the finalists sort of like have got a chat. Because they're the final, I don't know.
Oh, so there's a few little groups going on.
Interesting.
Anyone left the group though? Because you know, it's like outside, out of mind, people quite, we've all been in them chats see so and so's left the chat and you're like, oh boy.
I mean, I thought people would have left because it's like, come to an end now, and it's like, oh, we kind of haven't got to act like we're all friends anymore. But to be fair, everyone that got added into the big group chat has stayed in it.
They might have muted it, though, so they can't see all of the conversations.
And sometimes it's a bad move to leave, because sometimes, like, you want to know what's going on. So you get them people that don't write in the chat, but you know they're reading it.
Yeah, 100%.
And they're getting the tea. They're not going to grace you with a message, but they want to know what everyone else is saying. I've been in a couple of them.
Yeah, me too.
To be fair, I won't lie, I have all my group chats on mute, but that's not just the Love Island one, that's like my friend ones as well, just because I have my phone on loud, and at night, that's when the group chat comes alive.
So I'm just like, starts popping off.
You've got to set up that do not disturb, that's what I do. Anything after 10:30, nothing's coming through.
I've heard of this do not disturb. Yeah.
I've been told about, apparently there's a sleep mode as well that I just didn't know about.
So get it up, it's all on your notifications.
See, I'm shit, I don't know sleep mode, do not disturb. The only thing, I think that's like a sign in an hotel, do not disturb. I've never read that on WhatsApp.
Get it on your phone and on your WhatsApp, all good. Tink, what's next for you?
To be honest, at the minute, I don't know. I've got a few plans that I kind of touched about this on my story a little bit. So I want to do a half marathon and raise money for suicide awareness, because it's like proper place in my heart, like really personal to me. But it's just having the time to actually do the training for it. But I'm hopefully now the show's finished, everything's going to quieten down a bit, so I can actually get going with it. But I have touched on it on my story, so that's what I'm pretty much going to be doing for the next few weeks, couple of months.
That's a lot. I mean, I trained for a 10K and that took me long enough. So yeah, half marathon, blimey. Good luck to you. That's a lot.
I want to use my platform for, obviously, you know, I'm a girl, I love fashion, I love beauty, I love all of that sort of stuff, but I do want to use my platform now that I have got from the show to raise awareness for the things that matter to me and hopefully other people as well. So good for you, really good.
Sadly, the show is coming to an end, but I'm going to come in with, it's going to be a two-part question. It's going to be a little thought question, two answers from you. So I want to know predictions. So out of the couples we've got left, who's going to make it and who's going to break up next?
Oh, right. Who are the couples that are actually left? So we've got Molly and Zach, Ty and Ella, Whitney and Lockham. Who else is left?
Good question.
I think Molly and Zach.
We've got Mitch and Ella B.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So right, I think Molly and Zach are gonna make it.
And who's not making it?
Molly and Zach. Like, everyone thinks I'm trying to move to Zach as well, because I posted a picture of him. But this is me, and posting pictures gets me nowhere.
Yeah, learn your lesson.
I'm Mr. Steal Your Man, apparently. That's the comment I'll get the most. So Molly and Zach are going to make it. I literally love them to death. They're so genuine. And then I think Mitch and Ella B will be the next two to split up, I think.
Interesting.
And that's not personal to them. That's just my opinion.
Yeah. No, I think that's fair enough. I mean, we had Zach on the show last week. He was a lovely guy.
Yeah, really, really sweet. Really nice, and it's so one of them things, because I think very much reality TV as a whole, as real as it is, as we know, it's produced. And also in a situation like living in a villa, there's one thing having a lovely, it's like a holiday romance. It's all very nice when you're in a nice hotel and you've got food and drinks on tap and you're loving life. But when you're back in pissing blighted, do you know what I mean?
Reality hits.
And you can't just start your relationship off backwards, don't you? Because you go in, like, living together, it's so intense. And then you come out and both of you are, like, so busy doing different things. It's testing because you're so used to just having them there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and them summer evenings when you and Mallorca sat round a pool with a daiquiri, beautiful. When you're on the pier of Southend and it's pissing down with a jelly deal, not so cute.
Jelly deal, Bob, wow.
That's the East End coming out.
Yeah, it really is.
Ironically, I don't eat jelly. I don't eat nothing out of the sea, but enough about that. But people in Southend like a jelly deal. Yeah. Oh, Bose, thank you so much for coming on the show.
No worries. Thank you for having me.
You're so welcome. And thanks for bringing a little bit of tea to Access All Areas. We're here for it.
Love it. Thanks, Tink.
Best of luck with everything, Tink. Thank you, darling.
Bye.
Oh, sweet girl.
Lovely.
Great
and,
chat.
And yeah, she was happy to give us some tea there as well, wasn't she?
We love the tea.
English player that plays for Real Madrid. Answers on a postcard.
Well, I mean, I personally don't know.
I haven't got a clue either. Let's do some Googling.
English player that worked. I'm sure people will be as we speak.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, we love the honesty and yeah, absolutely amazing show as always. Thank you very much, Stephen.
Lovely to see you.
Always a pleasure to share a desk with you.
Always.
And yeah, spill some tea. And let's come back next week. Probably talk about Kanye. Maybe saved with a Kardashian.
I hope not. I don't want to see any more of Kanye's bum all over Daily Mail.
What is Kanye bringing next week? Yeah. Who knows? But guys, for now, that is everything. And we will see you next week. Thanks for tuning in. Bye.
Bye.